Islamic militant groups don't operate in a vacuum. They have been able to garner support in arms and money and media attention in different parts of the Arab world. An investigation by the New York Times indicates that one culprit is the Gulf state of Qatar, an ostensible U.S. ally. David Kirkpatrick wrote the Times piece. And David, in a nutshell, what is Qatar doing to support Islamic militants, directly or indirectly?
It's very complicated. In Syria, which is where the action is at the moment, Qatar has been a place where private fundraisers can raise money, a lot of money, so that militant groups in Syria, some tied to Al-Qaeda, can buy weapons. It's a place where terrorist fundraising goes on. But it has also been supporting a broad spectrum of Islamists of one sort or another around the region. You know, it's made a bet on the future of political Islam. Its support for more moderate Islamists here in Egypt has really annoyed some of its neighbors. And they're kicking up quite a fuss. They're doing the best they can to point fingers at Qatar as the main culprit in the funding of these Al-Qaeda-linked groups. And some people are even insinuating that Qatar is actually supporting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, which is, you know, the worst of the bad actors. There's no evidence that I know of, and no one seriously thinks that Qatar is actually funding ISIS. ISIS has enough money of its own at this point. But that gives you a flavor of just how venomous this dispute within the Gulf states has become.
Do you get the impression that Qatar is actually trying to stir something up? Or are they just sort of moving forward with the theory, as you began by saying, of supporting political Islam? Are they trying to work, Egypt off Saudi Arabia, off the United States, off Syria, or are they pretty much going forward with a single mission?
Well, you know, they're so promiscuous in their activities around the region that it's hard to say that they're singular in their mission. And clearly, I think anybody would say it's a little bit mischievous, because here is a Gulf emirate that has the largest U.S. military base in the region, a close American ally. And it has a pattern of going as far as it can without stepping over the line with Washington to support Islamists, even militants. You know, it funds but doesn't arm Hamas in Gaza, which the United States considers a terrorist group. You know, they have welcomed leaders of the Taliban. That was with the blessing of the U.S. when the U.S. was trying to work some sort of a deal. But nonetheless, there is a Taliban office in Doha. They are arming Islamist militants in Libya. So this little Gulf state really does have its fingers in a lot of different pots, or its irons in a lot of different fires, depending on what metaphor you want. And it's very hard to generalize.
And what's in it for Qatar? What are they looking for?
You know, they're not very open about explaining that, as you might imagine. You know, some people, including Islamists who've been in Doha recently, have argued to me that what they are really afraid of is actually their big brother, Saudi Arabia, the giant of the Gulf, that as a tiny little Gulf state, they're afraid of becoming a kind of a satellite or vassal of Saudi Arabia. And as a hedge against that, they're trying to cultivate the forces of political Islam around the region. And you could see how a thoughtful person looking at history might say, you know, that's the horse I want to bet on.
That's David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief for The New York Times.